Okay, Northampton Colal, Wednesday, 28th of December 2011, base, Tay base, Toshin Iron base, last day Hanukkah, and Debbie's birthday. Yeah. Okay. So we're up to Tehillim chapter Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, and we've already done the Pasuk with most of the main Mefarshim, and we're just going to finish off with some of the remaining ones. So chapter Yudches, Pasuk Yudches. Shall I get that for you? Yatzileni me ovi oz. Just going through the pasuk again. Yatzileni me ovi oz. He should save me from my strong enemy, or misonai from those who hate me. Ki om simimini, when they are stronger than I am. Hashem should save me from my enemies and look after me from all those people who hate me. So the Malbim points out there's a difference between an oyev and a sone. An oyev is an enemy, and a sone is someone who hates me, someone who detests me. What exactly is the difference? Says, and which one of those two is worse? Says the Malbim, an oyev, an enemy, is worse than a sone, worse than someone who hates me. Why? He says an oyev is someone who's prepared to attack me, prepared to actually do something against me. While a sone, he hates me, but he's not necessarily going to do anything against me. And he points out that we use the word sone, someone who hates, not just for someone who hates a person, but also someone who hates an ideology. You can have someone who opposes a particular political idea, yeah, like the eponym, or an ideology, someone who opposes an ideology. And he points out the pasuk in Shemos.
You hate a person, sins, but not the person.
Oh, that's how you hate the person, that's how you hate the actions, yeah, but rather than the person, the ideology, yeah. He points out the pasuk in Shemos chapter Yudches, pasuk Kafalof, where the pasuk there speaks about the in Parshas Yisro, appointing the Moshe's helpers. And the pasuk there says, Shemos chapter Yudches, pasuk Kafalof, where the pasuk says that Yisro says that you should appoint people. Whom should you appoint? Yireh Elokim, those who fear Hashem, Anshei Emes, people of truth. Son Evotza, that's it, those who hate material gain. So you can hear, you can see that the word sone can be used as well just for an ideology, someone who hates an, hates an ideology. And therefore an oyev, says the Malbim, an oyev, an enemy, is far worse than a sone. And he says the punchline of the pasuk is that Hashem is even going to save me misonai, from those who hate me. They're not actually going to do anything against me. They're not necessarily doing anything against me, but Hashem would even save me from them. That's the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. Rav Avraham ben Ramach on this pasuk explains, similarly to the last pasuk, how that these words are in the future tense. In the last pasuk, in Yud Zayin, we had Yishlach and Yamsheni, those all in the future tense. Likewise, in our pasuk, Yatzileni is in the future tense, he will save me. And the idea is, says Rav Avraham ben Ramach, it's a continuous state. Hashem is as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is constantly saving me from my enemies. Well, that's written in the future tense. And many Mefarshim learn it actually refers to the past tense, with top right hand side, Pasuk Yudches. Can you see it? Yeah? That although they're written in the many Mefarshim explain it refers to specific historical events. Rabbi from Ben Ramach learns, no, it's in the future tense, Yatzileni, he will save me, and it really means it's a continuous state, he is constantly saving me. The art scroll on Tehillim quotes a sefer called Noros Sehillos. I've never come across it. I don't know who the author of the sefer Noros Sehillos is. But he quotes something which we really had pretty much before, that me ovi, at the beginning of the pasuk, Yatzileni is in the singular. Yatzileni me ovi, should save me from my enemy, singular. Who is that? It's Sha'ul. Or Misona I, and those who hate me, and who's that? And that's all the other enemies. But what the sefer Noros Sehillos points out is that it harks back to the very beginning of this chapter. Pasuk Aleph in our chapter, Lamasech Levet Hashem Ledovet Hashem Diva Hashem Es Divei Hashem Azuz B'yom Hitzan Hashem Oso Mikaf Kol Oyevov, from the palm of all his enemies, that's all the rest of them, Umiyad Shaul, and from the hand of Shaul. So what we have in our pasuk here echoes that one. That Shaul, of all the enemies, Shaul is the one who's singled out as being the most singular enemy of David. So likewise in our pasuk, Yatzilini mi'oyavi oz is in the singular, my enemy. Which enemy is that? That's the one singular enemy, i.e. Shaul. And then umisanai, all the rest of them who hate me, is all the rest of them. That's how the Sefer Neira Sehilos points it out. And the Meiri says something very similar, that it's a reference to Shaul. Meiri is another reference to Shaul. And then he translates the word ki omtsu, or misonai ki omtsu mimeni. Well, let's refer back to Rashi. Rashi learns it means when they overpower me, when they're strong against me. While we learnt previously the Alkut Me'amloes, and it's also in the Meiri, that ki omtsu means even when, or even if they are stronger than I am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still help me and will still save me. That's how the Meiri learns it. Even when Afapi, even when they're stronger than I am.
Isn't there a translation of omtsu may be courageous?
And like Hazak Remos?
I haven't seen that. I think might just mean strong. Yeah, I think it just means an expression of strength. In Chazak Vemotz, then it's got an expression of, it takes on the meaning of being courageous. Same roots, yeah, absolutely, same roots. Aleph Mem Tzadi, yeah. The Medrash HaChatov, very interesting Medrash HaChatov, says that who is this enemy? Yatzilemi Oyevi, he saves me from my one enemy. Who is that one enemy? It's Paro. And Paro, as in Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the same Paro. And he quotes the Pasuk in Shemos, chapter Tesvav, Pasuk Tes, we said it this morning. Omar Oyev, Erdof Hasig Achalek Shalol. The enemy says, I will chase after them and I'll catch up with them and then I'll divide up the spoil. Omar Oyev, it's the one enemy. Which enemy are we talking about? We're talking about Paro, fighting against Klal Yisrael. And based on that, the Chidor, in his Sefer Chumash Hanoch, says something quite unusual. And he points out that the gematria of Paro, Peresh Ayin Hei, is 355, while the gematria of Moshe, Memshin Hei, is 345. They're only 10 apart. Paro 355, Moshe 345. Now, says the Chidor, and I hope I understood this Chidor properly, and I might not have done, I'm not sure. In his Sefer Chumash Hanoch, the Chidor wrote many, many times, and in his Sefer Chumash Hanoch on Tehillim, which I've only got on computer, in a digital form, in his Sefer he writes that Hevel, who was killed by Cain, the reincarnation of Hevel was Moshe, and a reincarnation of Cain was Paro. So like Cain killed Hevel, Paro was desperate to kill Moshe. And I'm being a bit guarded about this in case I've got this a bit wrong, but I think this is such a complicated thing, you know, reincarnations is something very hard to understand. So I'm struggling a bit with this, but he points out that we have the Pasuk in Bereishis about after Cain killed Hevel, Bereishis chapter Dalet, Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk says, Vayosem Hashem leKain os. Hashem gave Cain a sign on his forehead, so that the animals wouldn't attack him and also people would leave him alone. Now, what was that sign? What did he put him on his head? So there's many midrashim, conflicting midrashim about it.
It's a snake?
A picture of a snake? I haven't seen that.
All these depicted with the cobra,
yeah, okay, that was the Egyptian kings. I'm talking about Cain. Hashem gave Cain a sign. He put a sign on his head. So what was that sign? Lots of midrashim about it, what it was. I think Rashi learns it was a letter Tof, and some midrashim learn he gave him a sign of tzara'as on his forehead so that animals and other people should stay away from Cain. It was for Cain's protection. After Cain killed Hevel, he was a most wanted man, enemy number one. So in order to keep him safe, Hashem gave him puts a sign on his head. But according to one midrash, what was the sign? It was the letter Yud. Now the Yud, of course, got the gematria 10. So Paro is saying, I've got that extra 10, being given that Paro is, if I got it right, that Paro is a reincarnation of Cain, he had the extra 10, given the extra Yud, with the extra 10, that gave him the extra 10 gematria over Moshe. I mean, the gematria 355, while Moshe's gematria is 345, given the extra 10 after with that lesser yud on his forehead, according to that medrash. And based on that, Paro was happy to lord it over Moshe, and he was the Oyev, and the Asilenmi, and that, with that he explains this medrash Shechatov. The Asilenmi Oviyaz, Hashem should save me from this strong enemy. Who is that one enemy? It was Paro. Good. The Chidor also says, also in Chemasanach, in that safe, he quotes someone called Rabbi Yosef Yavetz, who says that this chapter in Tehillim is directed at three main enemies of David. Which three? Shaul, Avshalom, and then all the rest of them as grouped as one. So Shaul and Avshalom are the two singular enemies, and then all the other enemies all rolled into one. All the three main groups of enemies. So he points out, based on our psukim here, it says as follows, Yatzilin mi ovi oz, that's a reference to Avshalom. And we had this before as well, that oz is an expression of azus metzach, or azus ponim, chutzpah, because Avshalom had tremendous chutzpah in attacking, in waging war against his father David. Tremendous azus ponim there to attack David. So, Yatzilin mi ovi oz, that's a reference to this enemy who has azus ponim. Who's that? That is Avshalom. Umisonai kiyom sumimeni are all of Avshalom's supporters, and there were many of them. Most of Klal Yisrael supported Avshalom in his war against David. Umisonai kiyom sumimeni, that's those who hate me, there's all those who sided with Avshalom. And then the next pasuk, Yekadmuni biyom Eidi, is still a reference to Avshalom. The time the war against Avshalom, Yekamuni Biyomedi, they came early against me, Biyomedi, on the day of my punishment. Why? Because on that day that Avshalom waged war against David, suddenly swarms of people sided with Avshalom. Most of Klal Yisrael sided with Avshalom. So that's Yekadmuni. They came against me, and they came against me early, Biyomedi, on that one day. Of course, Hashem was my supporter. How did Hashem support David in the war against Avshalom? By having Hushai Ha'arki, who was like an infiltrator into Avshalom's camp. Avshalom thought Hushai was on Avshalom's side. He wasn't. He was really spying for David. He double crossed Avshalom. He misadvised Avshalom quite deliberately. They put it over to Avshalom very convincingly. He gave Avshalom really bad military advice. Avshalom had received excellent military advice from Achisophel, and that really would have been the best line of action for Avshalom to take from Avshalom's point of view. Hushai Ha'arki, who was really double-crossing Avshalom, supporting David secretly, he gave very bad military advice to Avshalom, but he dressed it up as though it was really good, and amazingly enough, Avshalom went for Hushai's advice. He took Hushai's advice, which is really poor advice, and that is how Hashem supported David. Hashem supported me, was my support. How? Through this double-crossing espionage work that Hushai Ha'arki did on behalf of David. He rescued me because he takes delight in me. That, says the Chidor, is still a reference to Avshalom. How? Because when David HaMelech ran away from Yerushalayim, when he escaped from Yerushalayim because he knew that Avshalom was on the way, Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, and it's chapter Tes Vav Pasuk Kaf Vav. The Pasuk says, David says something very, speaks really very sadly. He's on the verge of leaving Yerushalayim, and he says, Vimko Yoma, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Lo Chafatzti Boch, I no longer want you, Hashem might reject me, says David. I don't know what's going to happen in this war. Avshalom is going to fight a war against me. I don't know what's going to happen. If I ever make it back to Yerushalayim, how wonderful. But I might not. And if I don't, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Lo chafatz divach, I won't want you, that I accept that. Hineni, behold, here I am. Yaseli, Hashem should do to me kasher tovah enough, whatever he wants, whatever is good in his eyes. I will accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. So the key word here is chafatzti. The imkoyama, if Hashem will say, Lo chafatzti boch, I will not want you. So our pasuk, it's actually pasuk kaf coming up. Vayotzieni lamerchov, Hashem brought me out to a wide expanse. He rescued me. Yechaltzeini, he saved me. Ki chafetzvi, because he really does want me. He really does delight in me. Says the chedor in the name of Rabbi Yosef Yaivitz, that again ties in with the war against Avshalom, because David said, maybe Hashem won't want me. Lo chafetzvi brach. He might say, I don't want you. But in fact, he did. And in fact, yechaltzeini ki chafetzvi, because in the end, he did want me, and he did delight in me, and therefore he saved me from Avshalom. And then the continuation of that, Yigmeleni Hashem Kitzidki, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Yigmeleni Hashem Kitzidki, Hashem repays me according to my righteousness, Kever Yoda, according to the purity of my hands, Yoshivli, he returned to me, and he repaid me according to the purity of my own hands. I don't fully understand this, but the Chedor says that is a reference to Sha'ul, and it's a reference to the time when David broke into Avshalom's camp, found Avshalom fast asleep. Found Sha'ul fast asleep, thank you. And he took away as a sign to Sha'ul that he had been there and he could have killed him, but he didn't kill him. And with that, David managed to broker a peace between them. What did David do? He took Sha'ul's spear and his jug of water. And this is brought in Shmuel Aleph chapter Kafav Pasuk Yud Beis. And having taken those things from Sha'ul, he was then able to demonstrate to Sha'ul, look, I've got your spear, and look, I've got your jug of water. And he could show them to him and say, look, I could have killed you. I was right there in your camp. You were fast asleep. In fact, David gave a Musa Joshua to Sha'ul's security man. He said, what kind of security man are you? You're looking after Sha'ul. You're not looking after Sha'ul. I was there. Look, I've got his spear. I've got his jug. I could have killed him. I didn't kill him. Why didn't I kill him? Because I don't want to touch such a tzaddik. I don't want to touch the Mashiach Hashem. And with that, so you can see, I don't really mean you any harm, and therefore I come in peace. That was
he was the king.
Who? David? No, Sha'ul was the king. David had already been anointed as king by then.
Oh.
He had already been anointed by Shmuel as king, but Sha'ul never accepted that. And that's why Sha'ul saw David as a usurper to the crown, and therefore Sha'ul was under the impression that David was Chayv Misa. For treason, and that's why Saul tried to kill David. L'shem Shemayim, he tried to kill David. L'shem Shemayim. Good. That was a different occasion. That was two separate occasions. He cut his robe. Yeah. He was punished with suffering cold in his old age. Yeah. It's coming up. It's the Haftarah Shabbos Vayechi, I think. For Lo Yechamlo, beginning of Melachim Aleph. Yeah, I think that's where it is.
No.
Oh, no, it's not. No, you're quite right. Yeah. That's chapter base in Melachim Aleph. Yeah. Okay. The Rashbam, should have really said the Rashbam in the last year, being one of the Rishonim, the Rashbam learns that Yatzilin me over yours, he saves me from my strong enemy. He just says, who's the strong enemy? He doesn't define. He just says, Mimelech Ra, from a bad king. Which bad king? Well, he doesn't say, but David came across many of the bad kings around Eretz Yisrael, the enemy kings. Umisona'ai, and those who hate me, again, he doesn't define it, just says, Me'umo kosha, from a hard nation, a tough nation. So, the Rashbam doesn't define exactly who they are. Now, I have a sefer, I bought a sefer when I was in Eretz Yisrael this summer. I bought a sefer from a gorgeous, gorgeous second-hand sforim shop in Me'er She'orim. You can walk past, if the shop is closed, you won't even know it's a shop there. There's a metal shutter in front of the front door, but it just looks like a metal, great big metal sort of oblong piece of metal. You wouldn't even know it's a door front, it's a shop. It is. And you walk in there and it's a floor to ceiling sforim, and there's hardly room for customers actually. But anyway, I found there a sefer by Reb Chaim Palagi on Tehillim. Now Reb Chaim Palagi lived in Turkey, and he lived from 1788 to 1858. And he published many svarim, apparently, but many of them were burnt. They were lost in fires. So manuscripts were lost. There are 72 known svarim that he wrote. Here's the sefer on Tehillim, and it's called Hakosav L'chaim. It's called Hakosav L'chaim. And he writes there, and he quotes from what he calls Tikkunim, and I think Tikkunim are Tikkunim Zohar, but I'm not sure. He writes there that if a person can control his Yetzer Hara, then Hashem will allow him to defeat his enemies. That's apparently a quote from the Tikkunim, what he calls Tikkunim, probably Tikkunim Zohar. If you're in control of your Yetzirah, Hashem will allow you to defeat the enemies. He says that's what we have in our Pasuk. Yatzileni mi ovi oz, from my strong enemy. That's the Yetzirah. If Hashem can save me from my Yetzirah, then as a natural follow-up from that, Hashem will automatically enable me to vanquish those who hate me.
And to continue that, could Biyom Ad refer to his sin with over Bathsheba and the Yetzer, and his Yetzirah, David, on the day of my punishment?
Referring to the incident of Bathsheba?
Yes.
I haven't seen that, but that doesn't mean anything. That's because I haven't really prepared possibly your test yet. So it could be, I don't know. I haven't really looked much at possibly your test. Maybe some of Hashem do say that. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Stay tuned. I don't know. Okay. The Al-Sheikh, on all the previous psukim, the last few psukim, the Al-Sheikh has learnt that David is giving thanks for his ancestors Lot and Lot's two daughters being saved from Sodom. Because, of course, David is descended from Moav. And Moav, of course, son of Lot, via one of his with one of the two daughters. I think it was the first one. So, and Rus, of course, coming from Moab, and David coming from Rus. So David gave thanks. So in the previous Pesukim, David gave thanks for his ancestor Lot being saved from Sodom. And on the last Pasuk, where we had Yishlach Mimori Mikocheni Yamsheni Mimayim Rabim, that's David's reference to his ancestor Nachshon ben Aminodov. David was a direct descendant of Nachshon ben Aminodov, and Nachshon ben Aminodov was the one who jumped into the Yam Suf first, and was in that Yam Suf, ran until the water reached his nostrils. So, and it was only then that the sea split. You're right with that, Norman?
Pardon?
No. Oh, on his father's side. From his father. Rus, yeah, of course, Rus is also an ancestress of David. Hang on. I jotted it down here. Yeah, we had Rus's son Ovid, his son Yishai, and his son David. Mm-hmm. Boaz was the father of Ovid.
The connection, presumably Boaz was the connection.
Boaz, yes.
Boaz was the connection to Nachman.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. I don't think it came out. Yeah, the Boaz was descended from Nachshon ben Aminodov. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So Nachshon ben Aminodov is a direct ancestor of David. He was the Nasi of Yehuda, and of course Yamsheni Mimayim Rabim in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yamsheni Mimayim Rabim boils me out of the water, is a reference to Nachshon ben Aminodov, who was the first one to jump into the Yam Suf. Tremendous bravery. He said, right, Hashem said we go, so we go, and then he went, and the water went right up to his nostrils, and it looked as though that was going to be the end of Nachshon ben Aminodov. It was only when the water reached his nostrils that it was only then that the water split. That's Yamsheni Mimayim Rabim. And what about our pasuk? Yatzileinu me'ovi oz. Hashem should save me from my strong enemy. The Al-Sheikh says, who's this Oyev? Who's that enemy? It's Goliath. And who are the Misonai? Or Misonai ki amsim emene, save me from those who hate me. Says the Al-Sheikh, that's Doeg, who of course incited Shaul to kill the people of Nov, the Kohanim from Nov, who had protected David. That's Doeg. And the Zephim, whom we spoke about a few times, and the Zephim also gave away David's whereabouts in the Midbar to Shaul, and Shaul came after him and almost managed to catch him. Yeah. So that's how the Al-Sheikh learns in our passage. The Oyev is Goliath, and the Sunnaim are Doeg and the Zephim. Now, another sefer. A sefer called Maskil Eson. I don't think I've quoted, I might have quoted this sefer before. Maskil Eson is written by the chief rabbi of Djerba in Tunisia, whose name is Rabbi Avram Halimi in Algeria. And this sefer is printed first in 1886. And he quotes the Gemara. Now the Gemara is in Tanis, Daf Kaf Amud Beis. Let me show you the Gemara. Kaf Amud Beis says the Gemara. Rabbi Yannai, to Amar Rabbi Yannai, Rabbi Yannai said, "Le'olam al yamid adam b'mkem sakana." A person should never put himself into a dangerous place. V'yomer and say, "Don't worry, osin li nes. They'll perform a miracle for me. Hashem will rescue me. They'll do a nes for me." A person shouldn't do that. Why not? Shema inosin li nes. There's a risk. An ace might not happen on your behalf. So don't put yourself into danger, because an ace might just not happen. The intent salomar, and even if you say, osin lo nace, that Hashem will perform an ace for a person, that's not so wonderful either. Why? Menakin lo mizuchu yosav, because then that will end up with a reduction and a deduction from his own zuchuyos. He's got merits in Shemayim, and if Hashem has to perform an ace on behalf of the person, then that uses up some of your credits. You're using up your air miles. If Hashem performs an ace, you're browning for it. Yeah, so don't do. So the Sefer Maskil Le'Eson asks a simple question. He says the main point that the Gemara is trying to make here, the main point that Rabbi Yannai is trying to make is, don't put yourself in sakana. It's not a good idea. You'll end up losing your zechios. You'll end up losing your zechios if you do. So he says, why does the Gemara make such a long-winded version of it? A person shouldn't put himself in a sakana and say, well, don't worry, I'll be alright, Hashem will perform a nes for me, because A, the nes might not happen, and B, even if the nes does happen, you're going to use up your zechios. Says Rabbi Avram Halimi in the Sefer Maskil Le'Eson, he says, the Gemara is very careful. The Gemara doesn't say, if you are in a sakana and Hashem rescues you, then you use up your zechios. It doesn't say that. It says, if you put yourself into sakana, then you could well use up your zechios if Hashem performs an ace on your behalf. In other words, the only problem is putting yourself in sakana. Sometimes a person might put himself into sakana, self-inflicted sakana, and sometimes a person, it doesn't put himself into sakana, Hashem puts him into a sakana. Says Rabbi Avram Halimi, the problem is only if you put yourself into sakana. If Hashem puts you into sakana and then rescues you, then you don't lose up your zechios. It's only if you put yourself into sakana. And he gives a moshel, a very simple moshel. He says, there are two aniyim, two poor people. We'll call them an older one and a younger one. The older oni, he's in the know. He knows how to collect funds for himself. The younger one, he hasn't got experience, and so he doesn't yet know how to collect for himself. And the two meet. So the older one says to the experienced one, says to the inexperienced one, come with me, I'll look after you, I'll show you the tools, of the, I'll show you, I'll teach you the ropes. Yeah, come with me. And he takes them to the home of a wealthy man, and they go in, and they settle in there, and they stay the night, and they have no food there. They're not given any food. They stay the night, and it seems that they're not being very well looked after. So the inexperienced one says, hey, what's going on here? We're not being well looked after. So we should, let's ask the man for some food. He says, so the experienced one says, no, don't ask for anything. Just keep quiet. Watch me. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. While they're there, a group of travelling salesmen come in, and the balabais, and then they come in and they say, can we please have supper? And he says, yeah, sure, and he puts on a meal for them, and they stay the night as well. And the inexperienced oni, or should we call him the younger one, the inexperienced one says, what's going on? The balabais is looking after these travelling salesmen, he's looking after them very nicely, he's given them a meal, he's looking after them for the night, he's not looking after us so well. Says the experienced one, just don't do anything, wait and see. You'll see. The next day, these travelling salesmen get a bill. You came to stay in my home, with great pleasure. You asked me for a meal, I gave you a meal. You asked to stay over, I allowed you to stay over. And so I'm charging you rent, so I'm charging you for the board and lodging for having stayed here. The others, the aniyim, are then given proper welcome, and they're given food, and so on and so forth, free of charge. Because these travelling salesmen asked for a place to stay, and they asked for a meal, Therefore, they were given everything they were asked for, but they had to pay for it. There was a price to pay. They were given, presented with a bill at the end of it. It says, we're not asking for anything. We keep quiet, we're not asking for anything. The man looks after us, he's a Baal Chesed, he looks after us, very kind of him, and he's not charging us anything because we didn't ask. If you ask, you'll get, but you've got to pay. If you don't ask, you'll get, and you won't have to pay. That's his moshel. So it's the same thing here. If a person puts himself into sakana, and he puts himself into a situation where he has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a rescue package, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will supply the rescue package. But there's a price. And the price is, Menachem lo misuchu yosav, he deducts it from his credit points, he loses his air miles on it, he loses his zuchuyos for it. Says Rabbi Avram Halimi, all of this can be learned from our pasukim. Watch how he learns it. It's fascinating how he learns it. He says, let's go from Yatzilin mi Oviyaz, Hashem will save me from my enemy. I was so known from this. Hehemi comes to me many when they're strong. He'll save me. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu who saves me. I'm not asking for anything. He saves me. Yekadmuni v'yomedi, my enemies come against me on the day of my punishment. They came of their own accord. That's the point. I didn't put myself into sakana. Yekadmuni, prosecute test. Yekadmuni, they came against me early. Biomedi on the day of my punishment. And what happened? Hashem rescued me. Hashem l'mishani. Hashem is my support. He rescued me. And what happened? Pasachach. Vayesi l'merchav. He brought me out from danger into wide expanse of safety. Yechatzini. He rescued me. Kichav etzvi. Because he delights in me. He likes me. And Pasuk Kaf Aleph is the punchline. Yigmeleni Hashem Ketzidki. Hashem should still repay me Ketzidki according to my Tzidkus. Hashem will pay me in full for all the mitzvahs I've done. Kever Yodai, according to the purity of my hands, Yoshivli, he will repay me. In other words, Hashem is still going to repay me for all my mitzvahs in full. Yigmeleni Hashem Ketzidki, he pays me back in full. Why? Because I haven't lost any of my zechuyos. Why haven't I lost any of my zechuyos? Because I didn't put myself in danger. I was put into danger by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not self-inflicted. How do we know that? Yekad from Pasuk Yotes. Yekadmuni Biomedi. They came against me. My enemies came against me. I didn't engineer that. I didn't put myself in danger. They came against me. Because they came against me, Hashem saved me. Hashem saved me. And he saved me without any loss of credit points. I didn't lose anything. It's only if a person puts himself into danger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may well perform an ace, but if he does so, Menachem lo mizuchiyosav, he deducts from his zuchiyos. If Hashem saves me from a situation that I did not engineer, then I won't lose out from it. And therefore, you have in Pasuk Aleph, Yigmeleni Hashem Ketzidki, Hashem will repay me in full according to my tzidkus. I haven't lost out anything. Very God, Hashem will repay me according to the purity of my hands. I haven't lost out at all from the experience. Why? Because the sakana was not self-inflicted. It was Hashem put me in that situation.
That's why they go in with their adventurous sports. When they go, they dangle and they put themselves in. They've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
So they're putting themselves constantly in danger.
Don't put yourself in danger. Right. Take about another 2 minutes. Is that right? Okay. Yatzilini, the Zera Yaakov, Sefer Zera Yaakov, which is from Eli Pix Mishbacha, he learns as follows. Yatzilini me ovi, Hashem saves me from my enemy. What kind of enemy are we talking about? Oz. The enemy that is Oz. What does Oz mean? He quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash Rabbah is in Shir HaShirim, and it's Perek Beis, and it's right at the end of Os Yud. Let's find this. The Medrash Rabbah says it's yes, Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Perek Beis, and it's the end of Os Yud. It says Ein Oz Elo Torah. The word Oz is a reference to Torah. Shenema Hashem Oz Lame Yitain, Hashem gives Oz to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Vechasem Vashalem, and Oz is a reference to Torah. Oz is a reference to Ein Oz Ela Torah. So now, and he also goes to Pasuk Ozi Vizimoskal. The word Oz is reference to, it means strength. Yeah, the strength of Yisrael is the Torah. Hashem Oz, I may say, Ein Oz Ela Torah. Oz is a reference to Torah. That's how the Medrash Rabbah learns it. So he says, Yatzileini me ovi, Hashem will save me from my enemy. How will he save me? Oz. With the Torah. Because when I kept the Torah, through my learning of Torah, that gives me the zechus of being saved from my enemy. And the opposite is also true. If I'm a vatal Torah, if I don't learn Torah when I should, then I fall into the hand of the enemy again. And all because of Oz, all because of the Torah. So the word Oz, reference to Torah, either through my learning Torah, Oz, knows that a Torah, I'm saved from my enemy, or Chas v'Shalom, the opposite. If I'm a vatal Torah and I don't learn Torah as I should, then I fall into Oviyaz, I fall into the enemy who's come about because of Oz, because I didn't learn Torah properly.
So this ties in very nicely with the explanation that sees the Oyev as being the Yetzer Hara. It's only through learning Torah and occupying yourself with Torah thought can you defeat the Yetzer Hara. So you can see the whole explanation is really is one. And together with the Yetzer Hara.
Shkach, that's beautiful. Absolutely right. Yeah, ties in very, very well. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Shkach. One last thing from the Ababanel. The Ababanel, as we know, always compares our Pesukim to the Pesukim in the parallel Pesukim in Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis. So in Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis and its Pesuk Yud Ches, the Pesuk is almost identical. We've got bookmarks there, but it's almost identical. Yatzileini me ovi oz. Hashem saves me from a strong enemy. That's the same. The change is in the next word. Misona I, from those who hate me, kiyom sumimeni when they're stronger against me. The pasuk in Shmuel Beis has the word misona I, while in Tehillim we've got misona I with the extra vav. Says the Ababanel, why the change? So the Ababanel, true to his whole thesis on the whole pasuk and the whole chapter, is that Tehillim chapter Yud Ches is a restatement of Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis with improvements. He says that the Pesukim in Tehillim, if you like, are an improvement with some editing on the Pesukim in Shmuel Beis. And he says as follows, from Shmuel Beis chapter Kaf Beis, from that word misonai, without the Vav, it appears that the Sonaim are the same as the Oyev. But with the extra Vav, umisonai, it's not just the same person as the Oyev, no. David is saying, I've got so many enemies, loads of different enemies. And the way the Ababanel learns it is that the Oyev is Shaul, while the Sonai are Doeg and all of Doeg's henchmen, Doeg's Shlichem and his Avodim. So he says the reason why it's got the extra Vav is to differentiate between them. So they are in Shmuel Beis it's got Mis Sonai, and in Tehillim it's got Umis Sonai. Why the extra Vav? To say that it's not the same. Shaul was the Oyev, and the Sonai is Doeg and his servants. So two different groups. Our people, hence the extra Vav, hence the Pasuk in Tehillim is a slight improvement on the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Mm-hmm.